a few years earlier. I checked my watch as the car pulled into the transit station. It was my first time going to this one, but I had a map and I'd done my research. I also already had my tickets and the pass required by the company for an unaccompanied minor. It was amazing how easy that was to book. My grandfather's assistant was more than happy to acquire permission for me. The experience would be educational, after all. 15 minutes later, I waited patiently with my suitcase to be shown to my compartment on the sleeper car. It would take us about 18 to 20 hours to get in, and booking the overnight gave me more time. The school would take a couple of days to notice my absence. They would wait at least 24 to 36 hours after that before they notified Mother. Depending on her mood, it could be a week before she took any action. I would be back long before then. I was more than capable of handling the trip. As it was, more than one adult had peered at me curiously. If they stared for too long, I would look across the area to find someone farther away and flash a smile before I started toward them. Inevitably, it worked. Distracted adults seemed to think that as long as I appeared to be with another adult, it was fine, and they could ignore me. It didn't matter. I would be locked into my sleeper compartment soon. I'd brought books, a snack, and my phone. All I wanted to do was arrive in time to celebrate my best friend's birthday. I couldn't wait to surprise her. She had a very brief hiatus, and this was an impulsive call on my part. Either way, I was so excited. I barely slept all night, but I finished two books, and I finally managed a nap after the sun came up and woke when the porter knocked just a half hour before the station. I debated arranging for a car or just taking a taxi. As luck would have it, the train station also had shuttle buses that went to the various hotels in Orlando. I loved tourist cities. It made impulsive planning that much easier. As soon as I got to the hotel, I informed the desk I was there to check into my room. But my roommate was probably already there, and I had no idea if the room was in my name or hers. The desk clerk gave me a steady look until I identified my best friend by her incognito name. Emerson Sharp would earn too much attention, and not the least of which because she was a performer. No, better to keep the details private. Yes, my best friend had checked in and had the extra key. I'd caught a reflection of the room number on the desk clerk's glasses and made a show of checking my phone when the clerk said she needed to call up because my name wasn't on the room. No, that would definitely not do. I wanted to surprise Em. Surprising her was the whole point of this trip. Oh, she just texted me. I added her room number with a grin. Thank you. Sorry to have bothered you. Not at all, she assured me, relief filling her eyes. You want to use those elevators over there. I gave her a little wave as I took the elevator up and then followed the signs to Em's room. All of my decorum fled when I knocked on her door. What the? The words sounded from the other side of the door, and my smile grew as the locks tumbled free, and then Em was there. Lainey? Real joy ripped through me at her shock and happiness. Nothing artificial ever existed between me and Em. Nothing. She was my best friend for a reason. Her hug enveloped me, and I held her as tightly as I could. What are you doing here? The demand made me laugh as Em dragged me inside. This, her simple happiness at seeing me, was why I'd come all this way. But it wasn't the only reason. I wanted to see her. In my world, everyone wanted something. Every relationship was transactional and required an understanding of what they wanted versus what I was willing to give up. Em? It was just different. Different and precious and absolutely mine. I wouldn't share her with anyone. If that meant I was in deep shit when I got back, fine. Worth it. It was her birthday, and I only had a short window of time that let me be here with her. So we were going to take every advantage. Here, I wasn't Elaine Benedict, and she wasn't Emerson Sharp. We could be whoever we wanted to be, and I wanted to be with my best friend and having fun. I wanted to be us.